angry MGTOW here, and I deserve to die.
Hey guys, I just want to remind you to follow me on another platform, which includes Minds.com, Vid.me, SoundCloud, and even iTunes. You never know what's going to happen on YouTube, and I upload all my content to those platforms and many others. So definitely follow me on one of them.
So, as some of you know, I did not follow my own advice. I made the mistake of letting a woman operate on me. It kept getting worse. I deserve to die, but I don't want to. As I'm making this video, I'm struggling just to speak because my tongue, not even enough room in my mouth. My mouth is so swollen, my tongue is on my teeth while I'm speaking. Really tough. I had to go to the hospital, to the doctor's office, and different dentists every day this past week. In fact, since it happened last week. Today, though, fun. Getting worse and worse. I may have a blood clot. I went to the doctor's office and they told me that I need to go see a specialist now because my eye is almost swollen shut. The infection, inflammation, whatever it is, has been spreading up my face and worked its way to my eye. Now my eye hurts like hell. My jaw is completely swollen. And I've spent at least about $500 so far on doctor visits because I've been paying out of pocket. And now I have to go find a specialist. Best case scenario, they might be able to cut my face and maybe drain the pus. I saw a doctor tonight and basically he didn't offer to drain the pus, he basically just said, yeah, it's filled with pus. So yeah, it's bad. It's really, really bad. My eye, so much pain, going to my head already. It's all my fault. And the video I'm making, I feel sorry for myself. It's an example of what happens. Sometimes the best of us fuck up, or we don't take our own advice, or think that one time, just that one time, won't be so wrong. So, for example, when I let this fucking idiot operate on me, I'd never let a woman take out my appendix, but she claimed that she had taken out hundreds of wisdom. Something funny is that she should have put me on antibiotics immediately after she removed it. Another interesting thing is she was not authorized to do the surgery. You heard me right. When I went back to the dentist who originally sent me to her to that office, she told me that she wasn't authorized to do anything on me. She told me that lady wasn't authorized to cut, to do anything. And anything that needed to be done, she had to reach her immediately. She ended up going over to her office, but the bitch wasn't even there. You heard me right. She isn't all in the office, of course. Her boss was there, but the bitch wasn't even there. You guys heard me right. The bitch who fucked up my face is avoiding me. The irony is I had an appointment there, so she should have been there. She's avoiding me. She knows what she did. Now she's avoiding me on top of it. So, am I going to sue her ass? Yes. I'm praying to God I don't die. I don't want to die of work. I've come through so many things in my life. Danish MGTOW just dropped some cash. Thank you, Danish. He says, Danish just said, you need to reset. You need to be resting, not broadcasting, dude. I'm in so much pain right now. I think broadcasting is the only thing that might help to take my mind off the pain. Pain is really, really bad. I learned that when you're a man, something I already knew, just getting pain medication is difficult. Because they just assume that you can handle it. Now I'm in such bad shape, I gotta go see a fucking specialist. Charges hundreds of dollars. So, you guys want to help me cover? You guys want to help me cover the medical costs? There's a link to my PayPal description of the video at the very top. Set a one-time donation by PayPal. Help cover my medical costs. I'm gonna go see a specialist later today. Like I said, the man no doubt just dropped $2 by Super Chat. Thank you very much, bro. He says, you should slap that bitch angry. I've been thinking, like, you know, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so I'm gonna go see a specialist tomorrow morning, evening right now, or today. See someone tomorrow morning, and I don't know. I've been taking my medication. It's not helping anymore. Just in such bad shape. I did try resting a while ago. Stopped breathing. Really had to force myself to start breathing again. Caught myself. And no, it's not sleep apnea. What the hell that was? My chest has been really tight. I've been dehydrated, so it'd be a combination of all the drugs I've been taking are definitely not good. This fucking bitch. What do you guys want me to, like, seriously, what else can I fucking say right now? No? Like, I was dumb. It's like I let a fucking child Right, so one person just dropped $10 via PayPal for your dental fund. Sorry to hear about what that bitch dentist did to you. Thank you, bro. Alex dropped $10 via PayPal. That'll cover the dental fund cost. I I don't know, guys. TD says anger, you're in rough shit. I know I'm in rough shit. I know I'm in rough shit right now. When a doctor won't even treat you anymore and says you need to go to a specialist, obviously, you know you're in rough shit. Raven McTown says, hope you feel better. AM. Thanks, dude. Thing is, I'm just trying not to die right now, because, like, I don't know, this is ridiculous. You know what? Some people are saying maybe the government infiltrated and trying to assassinate you. You know, I had, like, no sexual interest in this woman. Okay? I had no sexual interest in her. And I think women can read you. They can read, you know, they walk around and they shake their little ass. They walk around, they shake their little ass. Okay. Andrew just sent $20 for the dentist fund. Thank you, Andrew. Hey, Danish MGTOW just sent some cash. Thank you, Danish MGTOW. The dentist fund. Guys, you know, I think honestly, she could tell I just wasn't interested in her sexually. When a woman can tell that, like, they don't have power over you, that makes them hate you. For example, she charged me, like, I spoke to, like, the normal the dentist who referred me there. This bitch charged me about she charged me more than twice what it would cost to remove a wisdom tooth. Twice. She overcharged me. Also, the medication she prescribed was garbage. Again, I should have known better. The dentist who referred me there, I don't know what she was thinking, but like she's basically close to tears, which is just manipulation. She basically said I can come. She lives in the area evidently, and she went over there to go to curse. She went over there to the office to curse out the bitch doctor who did the surgery. But she wasn't, yeah, you guys, this actually happened. The dentist from one office left her office, went over to the other office to go and curse out. I was there with her because she asked me to go. And she went there to curse out the other lady, but she wasn't there because she's in hiding now. After the surgery, she knows she fucked up. She knows she fucked up. So she didn't even come to work. She knew she fucked up. Because I had an appointment with her that Monday. She knew she fucked up, so she did not even come into the office. Shit. Honestly, first, my focus is on surviving this. Getting through it, leaving my faith in God. I get through this, I'm going to report her ass. I'm going to basically tell her boss, either you fire her or I sue you directly. I'm going to make sure that I get something put on her, like, you know, I don't know, whatever, her dental license, whatever the fuck it is. She didn't even prescribe. I'll tell you guys, this is just ridiculous. You know what's fucked really crazy? When she was prescribing medication, She asked me what medication did I want to take. She didn't know the medication to prescribe me. You heard me right. She did not know the medication to prescribe me, and she wanted me to tell her what medication to prescribe. And then I found out afterwards that she gave me a piece of the prescription she gave me was no good. Katie just dropped $5. You guys just love making the super chat go off. Says that which CD says that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. You shall become a MGTOW King Kong once recovered. I'll have PayPal coming your way once I get to the bank. Thanks, dude. So yeah. I will tell you this, they have like a lot of doctors in China, but when I went to the hospital, it was terrible. I went to the hospital last night, and I brought a bag of clothing with me because I thought I was going to end up having to stay. I might end up having to stay. They couldn't help me. They basically just gave me a couple of shots, and they basically concluded that I have a serious infection, gum disease, and pus. My jaw is filled with fucking pus right now. Pus. The doctor that saw me earlier in the night, she said that they needed to take an injection and suck the pus out of the area below my where it's swollen. So that's like the best case scenario right now. I'm actually hoping that they do it because it's so much pressure. So I'm hoping I have to go see a specialist and hopefully they can get the pus out. Yeah. If I didn't come on and make this video, I would have just been worrying even more. You know, like TD just says, let's get a donation spree going, boys. I feel like I don't even donate. I feel like, you know, I've never felt like this before where I don't even feel like I deserve the cat, like I deserve your help. I mean that, I so mean it. Because like I knew better and I didn't listen. Now I'm in this situation. I knew better and I didn't listen. You know, she stabbed me in the back of the throat with the scalpel. Danish MGTOW just dropped some more cash for the dentist fucked up fund. Thank you so much, bro. Man Now Doubt just got $5. Says no problem, TD. I'll do what I can. Sam Riven says, anyway, most of my money is tied up in IQ options, cryptocurrency trading. That's what's good, bro. That's good. That's the best place to keep your money right now is in crypto. Speaking of crypto, so the project Goldsmith just dropped $20. He says, get well. I ditched my therapist for your videos. Keep working, Dr. AM. Thank you so much, bro. You know, yo guys, like, think to myself, and I know you guys are, you hear me like breaking up a little, but it's just the trouble speaking and it's my eye. When I'm speaking to you, I'm like literally trying to clean my eye with my finger, which is terrible, I know, but it's really bad. And you know, I'll get through this. I've got God, Jesus Christ. Get through this. cryptocurrency is supposed to launch on October 1st. You put in so much hard work. Put in so much hard work. I invested so much money of my own. And I have to be there for the launch. Dish McDowell says, concentrate on getting well. I can't. There are people who've invested money in this thing. There are people who've invested like real money in this thing. Guys, it cost me over $50,000 to develop this cryptocurrency. You heard me right. It cost me over $50,000 to develop this cryptocurrency. So to say, I've been like struggling. I kept a secret for so long. I struggled to get it done and work with like I worked with so many different people, and people came and went, and it was a nightmare. You know, I mean, it's been, yes. Sam Raven says, "Holy shit, $50,000." Yes. Now you're getting it. Cost over $50,000 to develop it. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that came with it, including business license fees, taxes. You don't just start the stuff. Lawyer fees. Developing the crypto, I worked on the original coding, so I built the original coding around it. But the team has been like, it's been quite a few people. We all had to work on the coding. And on top of that, there was all these other things that had to be done. For example, all these other systems that had to be built from scratch. And then I have to start the advertising campaign a couple of days so that people know, go and buy it, go for it. I don't know. You know, here's something funny for you guys. A lot of times, Janice just dropped $5 via PayPal and says, "Yeah, well, thanks, Janice." Yeah. So I'm having trouble remembering. I hope I'm not having a stroke or something. I'm trying to remember. What was I just saying? I'm trying to remember what I was. Can't remember. Can't remember. Okay. When I'm making that, I don't know what I wanted to say. There are times in life, you guys ever been through things in life where you work hard and just before something big and incredible is about to happen, you have like all these challenges. Don't forget, like 2 weeks, like 2-3 weeks ago, I had serious food poisoning, like literally extremely like very, very bad food poisoning, right? And then after that, this shit happens. And some people would say, you know, why would such things happen to you? back to back. But I believe that these things happen to test you. Test your faith. And I believe that God is testing me. He's testing and, you know, believe that I'm going to get through it. Jack Meow says, anger, you need to consume something other than cheeseburgers and Red Bull. Okay, Jack, be clear. I cut back on the cheeseburgers, and I cut back on the Red Bull, right? Recently, you know, I will say one nice thing is I've been losing weight because I'm not able to eat. That's another thing. I haven't eaten for like days, like almost anything. My mouth can only open so much. Can't chew. OB96 says, I am here angry. Don't die over some slut. Seriously, guys, like, she really deserves it. She really needs a good slap in her face. One slap? What she did to me. So you guys said that I should slap her. Well, first off, I'd go to jail. How stupid the laws are. But if I gave her a good, you know, I don't, for what she's done to me, that wouldn't cut it. Think about this carefully, guys. After what she's done, if she could get off with a single slap, do you think she wouldn't happily take that? After what she did, she would happily take a slap. Part. Which I don't think she did that much anyway. But think about it. After what she did, are you kidding? Want her fired? Want her dental license pulled? And next time I see her, she should be working in some fucking whorehouse. Personally, I don't even think she could cut it in a whorehouse. Right? Not good looking enough for a whorehouse. I don't think she could cut it in a whorehouse. But then again, that's all women are good at, sucking the cock. Right, that's all they're good for. I shouldn't say they're good at. That's all they're good for. A lot of women can't suck a dick right. Just downright upset. She says, angry, yeah, you need to get fat protein right now. Your gut would be good too for gut bacteria. Sam Raven says, I go heavy on the dairy products, which is good is good on both. Big Town Rational says steak. Guys, I can't fit anything into my mouth, barely. Like, I'm just, I can only drink, like, very, I'm essentially on a liquid diet right now. It's hard to consume liquid. Swelling would come down. Share this with you. Jack Meow says, angry as Asian. Asian genetics and dairy aren't often complementary. Someone says yogurt. I'm gonna get some yogurt. Definitely gonna get some yogurt. Guys, I feel like a fucking simp, you know that? I warn everyone about this type of shit. And what did I do? Nick Rachel says, are you gonna quit on us, Angry? Of course not. Of course I'm not gonna quit on you. Hell, why do you think I'm making a video? Brandon1488, wisdom teeth removed at Angry? Yes, dude. Yeah, there's other videos discussing it. No. I wouldn't be on here right now taking this video. I was gonna quit on you. Right? Jake Meow says, get Greek yogurt, that texture, man. I hear you on that. Good idea. Now, women are truly good. I mean, being good for nothing doesn't really cut it. You're cancer. Guys, we need our own world. We need our own city. Our own country. That's far away from them. Here we have our own doctors. We need our own country. That's where this is actually going. We need to form a country. Jack Meow says, get angry, get a meat shake. Like a milkshake, but meat with extra gravy. You know, I don't even think those exist. Right? I don't know what you're talking about, bro. Meat shake. That's terrible, dude. The meat shake would be terrible. I'm sure there's someone out there who would actually drink it and enjoy it. Here. TD says angry. He means blend cheeseburgers in a blender. You guys are hilarious. Guys. Victor Rational says you guys are disgusting. Sam Raven says, I'm not medically certified, so don't take my advice if you think it's dumb advice. I think ice might reduce the swelling in your mouth. I've tried that. I have an ice pack. I have an ice pack right next to me. If I had used it 24 hours, in the first 24 hours, I would have done something, but ice doesn't do anything after 24 hours. The most it might do is help control the pain, and will not reduce the swelling. Movie 966 says, I agree with Angry. When some slut takes everything from you, the only place that will save you is a MGTOWN. The MGTOWN place only for men. Yeah, guys, we need a place only for, we need to form a country. We need to do this shit soon. We need to form a country and get away from these fucking idiots. So, there's a lot of men who we'll have our own doctors. We set up our medical schools. We can train our own doctors. To start off small, we can grow. Okay? We're men. the men that aren't focused on women. You know, there are cities in China. There are cities in China that didn't even exist 20 years ago, 20, 30 years ago. Right? PD says, I'm praying to Keck that he strike it down, the dentist, thy dentist whore. Like, Excel Gamer says, also in other news, American MGTOW says, MGTOW City is perfect. No woman nagging you. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Guys, our, like, life, you guys realize our lifespan would skyrocket in MGTOW town? In MGTOW City, country, men-only country, our lifespan would skyrocket. Like OTG says, finally made it to another tweet. Another tweet. Welcome, bro. Jack Meow says, angry, you just need antibiotics for your brandy and Vicodin. The rest up. Paul Lindsay says, we've become immortals in a men only country. You know, I think that the Garden of Eden was paradise when Adam was by himself and woman came along and it was no longer paradise. All right, guys. Okay, so I talked for as long as I could. Black OGs says, a man-only country? One would never let that happen, especially with all the simps on their side. Here's the thing, guys. Who gives a damn what the women and simps think? They never let it happen? What are they gonna do? We pool our resources together. If we pool our resources, work quietly, what the hell are they going to do? Most often, first they were going to start mocking us. Start mocking the idea of us forming our own country. But then they start to get scared. The idea of men banding together, it would drive, it scares the hell out of women. The idea of men banding together in a single country where women are not allowed, you know, women would immediately come to the conclusion that men would try to wipe them out. Yeah. Because they realize that if there are no women around, there are men talking amongst themselves, they realize that men would basically, some man would come up with the idea that, you know, these women are cancer. You're the devil. They basically think that men would try to wipe them out. They think if men were not so divided, they would basically see exactly how truly horrible they are as creatures. And they would try to wipe them out. So yeah, they would literally go absolutely and cry their eyes out for the idea of a man-only country. They come with all these stupid reasons why it should not happen. That we're really trying to create division in the world. In reality, it's none of their fucking business. You know what? Fuck them. Gotta push forward, boys. Gotta push forward. So thank everyone who left a donation. And remind you guys that there's the link to the PayPal Dental Fund in the top of the video. If you want to leave a donation for the dental fund, you do that, everything helps.
Like, share, subscribe. Just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death, and...